D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Clark Lee will join us momentarily. Willie's in charge of music today.
Yeah, who's winning the battle, Mariah or?
One texter says Mariah is overrated.
Overrated?
Whoa.
Wait, hold on a second.
I ain't going to go that far now.
Come on.
Whoa. She may not be better than Whitney, but there's a lot of people that ain't better than Whitney.
We're throwing out a little healthy debate. Whitney at her best versus Mariah at her best. I think it's a pretty good toss-up. Overrated is not in the lingo of either one, I don't think.
Should we ask Clark Lee
for his choice when he comes on here
momentarily? I'm firmly in camp Mariah Carey just because...
Really?
Well, Whitney Houston, I feel like, maybe predates me a little bit. But they're both...
I feel like Whitney is more so timeless, right?
Yeah, Whitney is like air. You need it. You just need it, okay?
All right, you know what? We'll have Clark Lee serve as the tiebreaker. Let's go to our phone line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, we will ask you about football practice, but before we do, we need you to break a tie. Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston?
At their best.
Is this what we're doing today?
No, we'll get to the real stuff in a moment.
We're just starting you off with a change-up. We're starting you off with a change-up. We're coming with the fastballs after that.
I just want to be clear that you guys and I are on totally different planets right now. I'm only focused on football, but if I'm going to have to have a vote here, I'm going to go with Whitney.
There you go.
Okay. See,
come on now.
Although you can't beat Mariah Carey on the Christmas album, so I got to give credit where credit's due.
Well, we'll get you back into football mode here instantly. So today was the first day of fall camp. And I know the first day of fall camp, Clark, is just one data point in a long season. But is there anything specific you watch for on the first day to gauge the pulse of your team?
Maybe not so much pulse of the team, just because I think you're going to get a feel for that when you're 2 weeks in and – you kind of been challenged, but I think today it's about the initial responses. It's about kind of the mindset part of it. Cause when you add the helmets and you add the shock pads, you change the conditions. They've been used to running around without helmet and then t-shirts. And now it's going to be a little hotter and there's going to be a little more physical to it. And, you're going to see how they respond. And honestly, I wasn't thrilled about that today. When I watched the film, I thought we had a pretty good day, but in the moment, I felt like we were giving into the conditions a little too much on the perimeter. And so a lot of room for improvement, but I like the team, and I'm going to keep pushing them, and I know they're accepting of that. And we're excited to have day one behind us and focus now on day two.
We heard Diego Pavia was at practice today, Clark, and I know his goal is to land with a team, but – two-part question. Do you anticipate him continuing to be around the program as he searches for that team? And how will you utilize him as you enter the post-Pavia era on the field?
Well, and I think he has a number of different opportunities that he's working through. And he's just got to kind of figure out what's next for him and what he wants to do, you know. And no matter what he chooses, obviously – not only do we support him, but we honor him as such an important part of our family. And so to have him here today was really meaningful. It was great to see him. I enjoy watching practice with him because he'll always kind of give me the inside scoop on the quarterback position and what he's seeing, which is fascinating. This guy's got such a great football mind. And I told him today, you know, anytime he's in town, I want him around. I want him to be in meetings with us. I'd love for him to sit in with the quarterbacks and just kind of share his wisdom. And he obviously is so invested in what we're doing and has so many close relationships in our program that it was really natural for him to be here today. And I expect him to be around when he's in Nashville for sure.
We'll talk with Clark Lee, Vanderbilt's head football coach, as they head into fall camp. Now, Coach, every year, and I think I know I asked you this question last year as well, because faces change, and they change as much as they've ever changed in today's football. But is the message the same each and every year, but then you add some new things to it, or does the message change?
The foundation, mm-hmm. like kind of the core DNA of who we are, stays the same. We're pulling forward a culture and an environment that we've been really building over 6 years. It's kind of come into focus over the last few seasons. But obviously, every team is different, and so and I hope that I'm evolving in my role too. So maybe subtle points of emphasis shift. You know, really kind of through the course of the year, getting to know the personality of this group and where I feel like we need to improve, you know, gives me a chance to adjust the message in ways that are meaningful to them, but also demand that the things that we know represent Vanderbilt football show up all the time. So, and I think there's some comfort in that. Like what we've done has been successful. It hasn't gotten us all that we want. And so we need to file and refine. We need to continue to improve. And yet, we know there are certain core components of that identity that have to be there for us if we're going to have success.
Now, Jared Curtis, obviously, is one of the, if not the biggest recruit that you've had on your team. And have you had a chance to talk with other coaches, for instance, Sark down at Texas? Because when Manning was out, it was, you know, you got to play him, you got to play him. But he found a way to allow the guy to mature as a quarterback and yet still play him when he needed to be played. Do you consult with guys like that that are in the situation that you're in?
So certainly. I mean, anyone that I feel like has experience, and it doesn't have to even be in football. You know, you got a mm-hmm. young player who has elite skills, who, you know, obviously needs to show that he can kind of handle the down in, down out operation. But, you know, how do you know when someone's ready? How do you know what they're ready for? Those are great conversations to have. And at this point, though, you know, I've kind of turned the page on that, and it's just about focusing on where these guys are day in, day out, you know, really being present with them through training camp and being thorough in our evaluation, and also improving them through camp too. I mean, I thought there were strides made at the quarterback position through the summer. I'm excited that we've kind of changed the launching point for us here in training camp through our work in the summer. And now, you know, how do we not go out every day thinking the job's on the line, but instead just focus on continuous improvement and, you know, being at our best and making our mistakes full speed. But, you know, I've talked to not Sark specifically, mm-hmm. but I had a great conversation with Coach Saban, who's you know, been in situations where he's had freshmen that were a certain level ready to play. I've talked to guys outside the sport and some inside the sport. So always try to keep the kind of network active. And any time I have a chance to get some knowledge or information or insight from someone who's lived it, I try to do that.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee is with us. And Clark, we last got to see Jared Curtis, most of us, at the spring game. And in the summer, you don't have official practices, but, you know, for him, just getting acclimated to the college lifestyle and things, that's, I'm sure, valuable. Where else can a guy improve during that time of the year? What do you try to emphasize with somebody like that?
In terms of training camp?
Well, in terms of over the summer, how you make use of the time and try to get yourself ready for camp.
Yeah, the beauty of the summer, like we say in our program, summer is for mastery. So a lot of times you're dealing with far fewer distractions. You have 24 hours in the day. Obviously, we want to sleep and recover, but you got a lot of time that you can spend in the meeting room and around your teammates, and both of those things are important. I think, obviously, connecting around ball is super important, and for a young player, you know, there's not enough time that you can spend in the meeting room and the film room learning the process, but also important is actually building genuine and authentic connection with teammates, because that shows up for you when it gets hard and the struggle is inevitable. So that's really the push. And you see that, I mean, certainly with Jared, but with all these guys, there's a closeness and a connection that that came out of the summer. And what we can't do is allow the context of competition to steal that from us. This is about building the best team we can build. And that means each individual has to come into it, certainly aspiring to the best role or the role that they want, but also understanding ultimately they got to fill the role the team needs them to fill. And that's hard, you know, for anyone and any time, certainly in the times we're in right now, it's challenging, you know, to not be so individual focused. But these guys are incredible with what they've sacrificed to get to this point. And the care they have for one another shines through, and my job is to make sure we keep our focus there and, again, build the best team we can build.
How do you think Blaze Berlowitz has handled his unique challenge? Because I've certainly been the guy that you work hard behind the scenes, you're waiting for an opportunity, and now the window is probably open for him more than it has been in the past, and he wants to make the most of it. So what are you seeing from him?
Consistency. I think he had a really good summer, and I was very happy for him in that. Obviously, we're one day in here, but you know, today he looks steady. He's not holding it too tight, and that's so important. I mean, I think he has the confidence that in his mind the job is his, but he's also such a good person, a great teammate, and I know he's got a connection with all those guys in that room. But he's specifically built a friendship with Jared, and so you know, I see that as a sign of his own confidence in himself, and I trust him no matter how it shakes out to be a great teammate. But really happy for him and how he's handled himself and really the consistency and kind of professionalism he's brought day in, day out through the summer and now into the training camp.
Last thing for you today, I look at the roster and I see a lot of guys that have been there and now have built something, right? A Junior Sherrill, a Dante Carter. I'm just looking down the list, you know, the Cedric Alexander, guys like that. How I'm sure they have a lot of pride on building what's there. And then you've got a group of new guys that are trying to take you to another level. How is the mix between guys that have been there, for two or three years, and your new group?
Yeah, I mean, and just obviously like Miles Capers, Issa Ouattara, Brian Longwell. I mean, we could go on and on. Yeah. There are a bunch of guys who are foundation. Kiva Wesley's been here 7 years. You know, he's been here longer than I've been here.
It seems like Nick Rinaldi's been there for 7 years.
Rinaldi,
close.
Another yeah. one, yes. These guys, if I'm missing someone, it's not because I don't love and respect them. You know, these guys are so meaningful to me, and in so many ways, I think we've grown together through the struggle of this, and we share in celebration of where it is, and in our hope to take it further. So as we introduce new players, be it freshmen or I think more challenging sometimes guys that have a lot of snap experience and success at the college level, where they've done it in a different program. What we need to make sure is that the voice of the guys that have been here the longest is the loudest. You know, that there's a real need for incoming players to learn what Vanderbilt football is from those that have experienced it, lived it, helped elevate it. And then once they do, you know, their job is not to revert back to old habits, but it's to help us move it further. And we've been clear about that with those guys since January. I think, we're such a program of responses, and I think some of the proudest moments I've had are times where we've had our backs against the wall and we've kind of punched our way back into a game or punched our way into a result, or, you know, certainly rallied in a season and had a chance to find success. And so, the caretakers of that legacy are those guys that have been here the longest. And we're working hard to make sure the newcomers understand exactly what Vanderbilt football is. And I'm really happy with their progress in that. We're not all the way there yet, but again, we'll keep hammering away at it until we put a team on the field that we think fully represents our program.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Fall camp underway for the Commodores, who open the season September 5th against Austin Peay. Clark, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. And I'll let you guys get back to the important stuff. Came on and interrupt. I didn't mean to interrupt. Y'all take care.
615-737-1025. Clark Lee says Whitney Houston, so I think the matter is closed. But
yes,
we'll continue to take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.